is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our brand newest feature, the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And I believe one of our callers described it as a information vault, or a vault of knowledge, if you will. And it's cool because you can take things out and put things in and change things around. It's and anybody can. It's totally user editable. It's the wiki at freetalklive.com.
You can get wacky with the wiki at freetalklive.com.
There you go. wiki.freetalklive.com. So visit that. It's free, of course, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. And you should know,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, Manwich, do you have that email that's a little critical of how I handled one of our callers over the past few days?
Little critical.
Party? Yeah, it's just a little bit critical. Okay.
It's titled, Immigration and Ian's Frickin' Mouth. I love this. I'm not sure I agree with everything, but oh my God, I couldn't get enough of this. I read it cover to cover twice.
Really?
Well, Ian's gone and done it again. He scared off another potential libertarian because the caller wasn't an anarchist. Last night, John was...
Get it together, you.
It's just so great. Last night, his caller John was fed up with the Republicans and the Democrats, and he was looking for a new party to vote for. That is, until Ian opened his frickin' anarchist mouth. John will probably sit out this next election, then go back to voting for Republicans in 2008 because he got his first impression of libertarianism from someone who is not a libertarian. To address John's concern of preventing a immigrant, that would be an immigrant, who have some sort of extremely contagious plague-like disease from entering into the country, the world's smallest political quiz question about immigration was about friendly people. Someone coming into the U.S. with a disease that could kill hundreds of people doesn't sound like a friendly immigrant. From a libertarian position, I want the police to keep dangerously impaired drivers off the road.
It sounds like somebody who is sick to me. Somebody who's sick and maybe looking for some help.
And I want dangerously impaired immigrants that pose a public health threat from entering before they have been treated.
So he's calling for border security then, this emailer. Hardy is.
Apparently he is, yeah.
Well, I think that's inconsistent with liberty, in my opinion. And if our caller hadn't been such a jerk and hung up the phone after I made one comment, about open borders, and he was, well, then I'll just sit it out. And then he hung up the phone. That guy was he was baiting us the entire time. I didn't believe for a moment that he was actually really considering voting libertarian. But nonetheless, I'm sorry, Torgo, you...
No, go ahead. You were already explaining what I was going to ask. So
yeah,
okay.
He came on the show and he acted as though he was just not sure about the Republicans, Democrats, and he was looking into other options. And then he brings up the topic that we were talking about earlier on in the show. Now, I don't presume to know that he was actually listening at that point, but he brings up that topic. I made one point, a pro-liberty point about it, about how, you know, these people are sick. Let's let them have some help. And that set him off. And he hung up the phone and he got all huffy and puffy about it. Fine, see you later. You know, if you can't even listen for just a moment to what somebody else has to say, I don't want you on my side. Get lost.
I've got to say that I feel like the guy was just trying to bait you too.
Yeah.
I think that it was a silly call if that's what he was trying to do, because it's clear that that's what our position is on this show. Our position is that we want free, open borders. Now, to what level of free and what level of open? It's up for a certain amount of debate, but certainly mostly free, mostly open borders. And this guy, he doesn't want anything like that. He wants big fences, machine guns, guard dogs, and border ninjas.
Oh, I remember what I said. I said something about we should let people cross borders freely, and he said, oh, yeah, that's fine, so long as they don't have tuberculosis or whatever. And then that's when I came back with the statement about, well, they're sick people. Why shouldn't we let sick people come here and get better? And that's when he lost it and just hung up the phone, said he was going to sit it out. Fine, sit it out. I'd rather you sit it out than go and vote. At least he didn't say, well, I'm going to vote Republican. You know, stay home.
He does sound darn fickle. Yeah. You know, that was it. It did sound rather fickle, and you know, what good is a fickle person's vote anyway?
Well, it's an emotional issue, and it's interesting because I had an old friend of mine come over and visit me this weekend from out in California. He used to live here in Florida, and then he moved out to California, and he kind of had some of these. He had kind of developed a bit of a racist mentality out there.
Really?
It was shocking to me because I'd lived with this guy. He was a roommate of mine for a long time, and he's a pretty open-minded dude. He's a libertarian. He's a Free State Project member as well. And I was kind of shocked by this, and he was just talking real trash about the Mexicans in Los Angeles and how, you know, they messed with him, and he doesn't feel good about them. And I said, look, dude, what you have to understand is you're living in Los Angeles, okay? The people that are in Los Angeles are in this big government city with one of the biggest governments in our entire nation. I mean, New York, Los Angeles, right? It's the second market.
See, I was waiting for you to take that another direction. I thought you were going to be like, you need to understand, you're living in Los Angeles. That's where all the worthless Mexicans are.
No, not at all. No. No, it's just a result.
Place is full of Mexicans.
racial strife like that is just a result of people living underneath the system that encourages them to attack one another, which is what government does. It pits interest group against interest group. It pits the gays against the Christians. It pits the Christians against the gays, the whites against the blacks, the Mexicans against whoever. And it makes it so they're all trying to use the government to get what it is that they want. Or they're just suffering underneath this government rule, which impoverishes everyone, makes it so more people are out there stealing and robbing in order to make a living. And that paints people with a broad brush, and it's not fair. And so I made some of those points, and he seemed to kind of come back in our direction. I said, you know, you're not going to have the same experience with the Mexican community as you will in the heart of L.A. as you will in a town in Texas. For instance, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I think I'd like to get to this email.
Oh, okay.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, you know that I totally share your opinion.
Right. So I just was pointing out that somebody who has been an open-minded individual was just sort of warped by being in the center of this city, just a poor section of this city, and not really being able to experience the real immigrants that were coming here to make their lives better. And he actually claimed that some of the ones that he knew had said that in Mexico they were teaching them in school to come across the border and to take California back, which I couldn't believe. I couldn't even believe that he was telling me that. It just sounded like propaganda to me. Do you think that's for real?
I suppose they could be told that. Who knows?
I suppose so, too.
I don't. In a free country, I don't know if you could take back anything. Nothing to take. It's free.
I just found that odd. Okay, continue
anyway,
with your email.
To address John's concern of preventing immigrants from some sort of extremely contagious plague-like disease from entry in the world's smallest... I'm sorry, I've got the wrong paragraph. They can get waivers if they have one of nine conditions that are a cause for prevention of entry, and if they can come across, come to the U.S. for medical treatment, they probably can. See the USCIS.gov graphics. U.S. law currently requires this, but U.S. law is also causing immigrants to illegally sneak into the country,
sure,
bypassing this public safety check because we don't allow more immigrants to come into the U.S. legally. From the Libertarian Party platform, as Edward Kane, president of the Cato Institute, has put it, suppose we can increase the level of immigration, but the rule would be that immigrants and their descendants would have no access to government social services, including welfare, Social Security, health care, business subsidies, and the public schools. I would argue, first, that there would be no lack for takers of the proposition. I would, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They would love to come across. Second, within a generation, we would see those immigrants' children going to better and cheaper schools than the average citizen, and there would be less poverty, a better work ethic, and proportionally more entrepreneurs than the rest of the U.S. society. And virtually everyone in that group would have
absolutely
inexpensive, high-deductible, catastrophic health insurance.
But the people like that caller that don't want to see immigration lessen, they don't want to see the restrictions lessen, they want it because they just don't like brown people. I mean, that's what it is. When you break it down, they keep coming up with objection after objection. You can fight back every single one of the objections they break up, and they keep bringing them back at you. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something that you need to know about the show, something fresh to announce, we'll send it out via our email list, which is the updates list, and you can get on it for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up, updates.freetalklive.com. So talking about this email from Hardy, and Hardy thinks we lost out. Hardy thinks that on Saturday night we really blew it with a caller, which I'd like to point out, first off, that this is not the Libertarian Party recruiting show. I happen to be a Libertarian Party member, but I've since, for the last 3 years or so, withheld any sort of contributions to the Libertarian Party because, in my book, they've completely lost sight of their principles. And so if they aren't going to be the party of principle like they claim that they are, then they're not going to get any money from me. So this is not a love fest for the Libertarian Party on this show. We like libertarianism. We like the idea of less government.
and getting government out of people's lives. And what he's referring to, Hardy, in his email, is a call that we had at the very end of the show on Saturday night, which means, of course, there wasn't much time to deal with the call. And it was from an uppity caller who apparently wanted to just get angry and hang up the phone, because that's exactly what he did. When we attempted to have a conversation and make a couple of points, he got all huffy and puffy and clicked off his line. Okay, that's his problem. I'm not going to get all upset over it, but apparently Hardy thinks we missed out an opportunity to recruit somebody over to our side, and I just don't agree with it.
Well, you know, you never know if you would have approached a situation differently how things would have happened, but I'm sort of the opinion that you are, that in fact he was baiting you a bit.
And
you know, the guy had heard the whole show,
right,
knew where you stood, and, you know, called in at the end and, you know, told you his opinion, and then when you disagreed with him, he got angry and hung up.
Could very well
That's
be.
That's how I hear
and,
it.
And who knows? And nor would I modify my opinion based on the fact that I want to recruit somebody to our side. I mean, my opinion is we don't need the Border Patrol. We should end welfare entirely and open the borders. And what's wrong with that? So, if you want to tell me, 800-259-9231, what's wrong with that plan?
I don't know. I've got a little bit more on Hardy's email that I think is pretty cool here. He's finished up with that, approaches another issue, and it says, same applies to the abortion issue. I'm pro-choice, but I understand where the pro-lifers come from. I think Manwich won that argument last night, which I absolutely did.
That's why you read this email.
The evictionist has the best libertarian compromise that I've heard on this issue. You can evict a tenant, but you can't kill them to get them off your property, which I don't know if I actually agree with that. But your anarchist arguments that there shouldn't be laws against even against killing, against murder, because murder is a prohibition against killing, greatly weakens the argument that prohibition doesn't work for consensual crimes, because people hear you argue.
I didn't make that argument.
You do not make that argument that murder is, we shouldn't have laws against murder because it's just a prohibition against murder, because you know I'll tear you up if you do some crap like that.
I was talking about abortion, which again, then we get to the question of, well, is it murder or isn't it murder? And of course, we'll never answer that question.
We were making the point on the abortion issue, if you want to rehash it.
I don't at all.
Okay.
I want to move on.
Well, you
talked about it once this week,
you
and that's
said
about
no,
it for a month.
That's it. Anyway, he says the anarchists basically making these arguments against non-consensual crimes and consensual crimes at the same time have people write you off as a wacko and ignore the debate on ending prohibition of consensual crimes.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey.
Hey, Luke, what's up?
Nothing much. I actually disagree with the way that you dealt with those callers on immigration on Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, they said that they were worried about tuberculosis, you know, and diseases coming into the country. And if that's the case, then, you know, most people would find it reasonable to just check the people as they come in the country for, terrible communicable disease. And if they don't have it, let them in.
Yeah, most people would find that reasonable, but I don't.
But
right. Okay,
also,
but what I'm saying,
it's impractical, really,
okay,
to do it, because
it
at that point you have to make we're hoping for a downsize of the government, but here, in order to catch those amount of people, you'd still need twice as many Border Patrol as we had,
right,
because the people that were sick that wanted to come across with tuberculosis
would just come across
in the back of a refrigerator van or whatever means that they came across, and you wouldn't. It's just using government to solve a problem which we know doesn't work.
Okay, that's true. But what I'm saying is that you could have very easily won the argument, so to speak, it'd be a hell of a lot better than what our current immigration policy is of having quotas.
It wouldn't be better. I see what you're saying.
This is not brought up in the immigration debate. You know, it's not an issue of security. It's not like that the illegal immigration people are against immigration because of security or because of diseases. That's what they say. But the real reason is they don't want the immigrants here. That's why we have quotas on the immigrants.
Right.
So the real issue is the quotas. I don't care about all the bureaucracy. I mean, bureaucracy is bad and everything, but I would rather get rid of the quotas.
I see what you're saying. You're saying let's get rid of the INS completely and just have the Border Patrol checking people. That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean, that would be better.
It would be better.
Outright prohibition of people coming into the country, just like legalizing drugs would be better than, you know, not legalizing them, even though there's regulations on the legalized drugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, regulated. You're saying regulated drugs would be better than a black market. No doubt about it.
Correct.
That's true.
That's
so,
but I don't think that you can regulate immigrants.
Oh, I'm not saying it would work, but if it would make people like that happy, I would much rather have, you know, another bogus, you know, war on whatever put on by the government just to make people feel like, you know, something is getting accomplished.
Yeah, but then
I don't know if we are all going to benefit that much by it, you know?
By what?
By having this, you know, fake border patrol that only checks for people with TB and whooping cough.
Yeah. And as somebody who stands for liberty every single
issue. I mean, that's how it all started anyway.
As somebody who stands for liberty every issue, every time, I can't accept that. You know, I can't. I'm not going to come on the air and advocate a solution that is not something I want to see happen. I want the Border Patrol completely abolished. They're another worthless federal bureaucracy, and there's no reason to have them around. They're not keeping anybody safe. They're not keeping drugs out of the country, and they're not keeping immigrants out of the country, whatever the rules are.
I totally agree.
And if somebody would just, and if that guy might have listened for a moment, he might have found out about how, you know, it's the mafia that starts bringing the immigrants in once you prohibit people.
People don't want to know about it, though. He listened the whole show.
Right.
I mean, you know, if, and he
well,
sounds,
you're presuming.
He's, I really do am presuming. I like, the information I got, it really sounded like he listened to the whole show.
Well, it would have been
show.
Unusual that he wouldn't have listened, you know, if he had not listened for the first 2 hours, it would be unusual that he would have just happened to have called in about immigration.
His response was snappy. You said something before it was out of your mouth. He's like, well,
he's
I guess you won't just listen to reason. I'm out of here.
Yeah. That's why I think he was a setup, personally. Luke, anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. I mean, what do you think about that, man? What should I compromise my beliefs to try to recruit people like that?
I think that, yeah, I guess I do. I don't think in that particular instance it works, that compromise doesn't work in that particular instance, but I think that there's places that you can compromise your beliefs and recruit more people.
Well, in such a... Well, now I'm not even going to have time.
That's what you get for waiting to speak.
Well, you asked Manwich. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice to the guy who does this job every day so he doesn't walk out and leave you having to depend on me coming in every day, because that would be an awful show.
You've come in and done this show every day, and it wasn't that terrible at all.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. More coming back, and you're going to be hosting the show in a few weeks, so you better get better. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When it's raining, do you hold your breath as your car struggles to start or runs rough when it does? There's a simple way to locate ignition parts that act up with the weather, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
In damp weather, if your car runs rough until it warms up, the problem might be moisture shorting out worn ignition wires. To troubleshoot, shops use a $25,000 scope, but you can use a $2 bottle of Windex. That's right, Windex. Here's how. With engine idling and AC on, spray each spark plug wire with Windex. When the Windex hits the bad wire, the engine will misfire. Next, spray the distributor cap, coil wire and coil. With each part, listen and look for the engine to stumble or shake. When it does, you found the culprit. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the phones, bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams for you. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. It is the show about your calls. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's up?
Just calling to tell you that I think you did a great job with this crazy lady shadow satanic government call yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the Saturday night show, we had a real wackaloon call in from Texas. I think it was from Texas or something like that, Paula. And she just kept on
spouting crazy paranoid stuff, and
we just
kept on asking her questions.
The longer we let her go, the more nutty she was.
Yeah.
And you just let her hang herself, and that's pretty much how you need to do it. As far as the guy who called in who just hung up real quick, there's no way you could have won with him anyway. So
of course not.
And also, he reminds me of someone who called in about 4 years ago or so on Harry Brown's show, and from Louisiana, and did pretty much the same thing with him, except in as far as abortion, and just that was his one issue. He just said, "Well, I'm going over to the Constitution Party." That's it.
Okay.
And then he hung up.
Bye-bye.
And Harry Brown was like, okay, well, you don't want to talk about it.
A lot of people call in, and they've got a soapbox, and they think that they're going to back the host into a corner and, really make them look stupid. And, I saw it on Harry Brown one time. Some guy, I think it was the gold issue. Not saw it, but heard it. I think it was the gold-backed money issue and, the Creature from Jekyll Island book. Harry Brown was like, it's not that important. We need to return to liberty, that kind of thing. And the guy just started trying to shout Harry down by saying, shame on you, shame on you. And it was just, the guy just sounded nice.
I think I heard that one, too, yeah. And it's also good to hear you talking like a libertarian again, man, which for a couple weeks there, I was wondering if we had a little Sean Hannity on our show. I'm seriously got to tell you were sounding pretty rough there for a while.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I had to call in, and I was arguing the free market with you and about, what was it? I can't remember. It was something to do with the pharmaceutical companies or something like that. Anyway, I just called in, and I was arguing a free market position. And
pharmaceutical companies? I can't imagine. I want to do away with the FDA, and I can't imagine what pharmacists... Oh, I see. It's intellectual property. It's intellectual property.
Well, it was part... Yeah, that was one of the things.
It's intellectual property, and that's an issue that lots and lots and lots of libertarians are
but even on that issue, but even on that issue, man, which you're not a fan of patents from what I've been able to determine.
No, I'm not a fan of patents.
You seem to like copyright.
Copyrights I kind of like. Patents are a big, big mess.
Yeah.
And trademarks,
along,
trademarks, the use of someone else's trademarks is fraud.
Yeah.
That's it.
And,
Matthew,
and as far as Chuck Schumer, you really need to get him on.
You think so?
That'd be great.
All right.
I would love
to call up.
All right, I'm on it.
All right.
I would love to call him up, and I'd give him about 25 cents of my opinion.
I can't imagine they would say yes. Torgo, see what you can do. Torgo's good about booking guests.
I'll do it. I'll get on him.
I can't imagine that they would
no,
say yes.
No, you're the man. As a matter of fact, it's Matthew Chusett, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
Well, that's some butt kissing there. Matthew, thanks for the call, man.
Right,
we appreciate
today,
hearing
guys.
From you. We'll work on that Chuck Schumer thing. 800-259-9231.
If you're going to kiss butts, you should kiss the right butts. Matthews isn't the one. Chuck Schumer, on the other hand.
Yeah, I know. I'm just practicing.
But okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, my experience so far with this, I mean, I don't think we've ever really invited, besides Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I don't think we've ever really invited a contrarian personality like that on the show. Well, yes, we did have Daryl Roussan.
We did have Daryl Roussan, and I had made the initial contacts to try and get John McCain one time, but I couldn't get a call back.
Okay. You're probably going to run into that problem again, because bureaucrats have a really hard time actually making phone calls back to people.
That's possible, but John McCain was also, at that particular point, being the largest, you know, political media whore on the planet.
Right.
And he had bigger name talk shows to talk to, so.
Got it.
Yeah. This guy?
Yeah.
Who?
Who? Yeah, I haven't seen his name in a while. I was aware of his name, because he's like the other guy from New York, as opposed to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
But in this case, I haven't seen his name in any sort of outrageous news articles recently, so. Maybe we can get him. Although I don't have my hopes up, because when I approached Mothers Against Drunk Driving, remember we did an article from them that was talking about how they were calling for all kinds of new federal laws and federal rules and federal programs and money to be spent on reducing drinking and driving and reducing youth's access to alcohol. And I called them up. I said, we want to have you on to talk about this. And they asked me a few questions, and I let them know that, you know, we don't agree with them. I let them know that in advance, that we don't agree with them, that we agree that alcohol is dangerous, that we just don't agree with their solution. And that is that we don't agree that government is the solution to the problem. And she took my information. She sent me an email a little while later saying that they were going to not be appearing on our show.
Hmm.
So they were scared.
At the very least, you got a response, because
yeah.
The majority of the world would have just not responded.
You think?
That I think that, you know, I mean, you can give them some credit for responding.
Yeah, so then they put me on their email list, apparently.
We're not coming on your show, but here, have some propaganda.
Right. Actually, I didn't know they were going to do that. It didn't show up until a month later. And
sure.
I wrote her back and I said, oh, you must have forgotten. I was the talk show host that you refused to come on and talk to me. Matt, why don't you just take me off your email list?
Well, you know, you could be very well have been put into a database. You know, she got your contact information, and databases automatically get...
Yes, I understand.
Just letting you know.
Well, anyway, so we'll see what we can do with this whole Chuck Schumer thing. All right, so let's move along here. We've got coming up an email from one of our younger listeners about how clueless kids are today. And yet another example of just clueless children in the classroom. You won't believe it. That's on the way. But, man, actually, Torgo, you've got something about Mormonism that you wanted to talk about.
I do. You know, Manwich had an email that he brought in. Mine is an electronic communication, but it's not an email. Last week, I made a comment about Mormons, just a comment in passing. I made a little joke about Mormons, and it sparked...
What was the comment?
Let's see. It's written here verbatim in this post on RBBS.
Sweet.
Here.
Okay.
You and I were talking, Manwich, and I said, well, as far as my level of respect for a religious group, the Mormon faith is like the Wiccans of Christianity for me. You know,
okay.
As far as,
I laughed at that.
Ian did laugh because it was funny. Of course, you defended them by saying, well, Mormons have a lot of crazy beliefs, but so do a lot of other religions. And my response was, well, at least other religions follow God as opposed to God's prophet, Joe.
Which is an awesome, awesome quote.
Which is not my line, by the way. That's George Carlin's line.
But,
okay. Credit where
but
credit's
due. That's the same as the Islamists, Mohammedans, or whatever you want to call
right.
them, Muslims. You know, those guys are following God's prophet, Muhammad.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound as, you know, dumb as being like Joe,
and
Joe the prophet.
And certain
Joe Smith,
Nestorian Christians actually are following Jesus, or you know, Jesus, God's prophet. So as opposed to the regular Christians, which would be following Jesus, who is in fact God.
So yeah, don't the Mormons follow Joe, who was following Jesus, who was following God?
No, they
no? Isn't it John? Actually, not Joe.
No, it's Joseph Smith. Go to josephlied.com. You'll see. And. Anyway, I've got this post here on the BBS and my response that I want to read just like we normally would an email. So.
All right, 800-259-9231. So somebody's angry at you. Right?
I made a Mormon angry.
Okay, we're going to come back with that. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Mormonism coming up.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our listener map, our international map of listeners. Literally, around the world, you can scroll around, and zoom in and out, and see who's on, who is listening to Free Talk Live and where they live. Well, not exactly, but pretty close.
You just sound like you're thoroughly amused by that feature.
I
can scroll around and I'm flying.
Scrolling,
I'm flying from listener to listener.
It's really cool. In fact, you can add yourself to it. You just go in, punch in your location, your name, your photo, if you have one, you'd like to put that on there, as well as a phrase. And you can customize it. There's some more things that you can do as well. It's all for free at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. All right, so someone took offense to you, Torgo. It's not the first time, of course. But you made a little joke, a little comment about Mormons on the show last week when you were here, and in essence,
I called them crazy like Wiccans.
And you also said that they were silly for following Joe instead of God. I mean, not that you believe in either one of them, but
right.
I just thought it was, you're a religion, but yet you don't actually follow God directly, you follow his prophet Joe. Correct?
Right. Well, and they do believe in Jesus and follow Jesus and all of that good stuff. It's just that their book and a lot of the story based that their religion is based on is the story of Joseph Smith, the prophet. Yeah.
Well, a lot of the story that the Christians have is based on Jesus and different Christian religions. Some
right, but Jesus was the son of God, allegedly, whereas Joseph Smith
and
is
all
the dude.
Christian religions.
Well, wait a second. In the Christian religions, we're all sons of God.
None of the direct descendants of the Almighty, as in
Jesus was his...
The miracle birth.
Number one son.
One could say, right, that the Bible was altered at some point, because there's only really one place where it says that he's the only begotten son. And he says many times that we're all God's children. So Jesus only claimed to be one of God's children.
He was the one
that claimed that we're all God's children. And in one place it said that he was begotten by God.
Okay. Begotten, does that mean where he impregnated the woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. So anyway, yes, my comment was that I have about as much respect for Mormons as I do for Wiccans. And
so what did the angry listener have to say?
Here's what I got from Paul here. Says this is directed mostly at Torgo, as he was really the basher here. However, I believe I've heard comments like this before about my faith on this show. First, I just have to ask why you would waste any of your time tearing me, an avid listener, an amplifier, tearing me or my faith down. Second, I really don't think you guys are very educated as to what I or other Latter-day Saints actually believe, or really know much about God's prophet, Joe. Torgo, you said, well, at least other religions follow God. I ask you this question. Does following a bunch of words on paper equate following God? Many Christians say that the Bible is the infallible word of God.
They do.
Yep, they do. I disagree with this. I have a statement of faith that goes, we believe the Bible to be the word of God as far as it is translated correctly. In other words, the Bible is only the word of God when those words came from people inspired by God. As you know, the Bible is a translation of a translation. So,
yeah.
So that's his point.
So he's saying they don't believe in the Bible.
Right. And
they believe in the Bible.
And he continues to go on and ask me what I know about his faith and, you know, why I said why I would say the things that I said. And I'm not going to read the rest of this in detail, because let me just give you the general idea of the response that I posted on the BBS.
Okay, give that.
I made a joke. And I make jokes all the time. It has absolutely nothing to do with my real opinions on the Mormon faith. I was just trying to be funny at that particular moment. I have no fear of looking uneducated, no fear of looking ignorant. I make ignorant comments all the time. Most of them completely...
About yourself.
About myself, about you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Most of them completely contrary to what I really think or feel. I'm just trying to have a good time and make Manwich giggle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Well,
because when you giggle, it's sexy. That's why. That's what I'm here for. That's what that joke was for. I made a joke about Mormons because I wanted Manwich to do that little throaty laugh of his.
Getting it cheap and easy.
But you've made fun of my religion. I believe if it wasn't on this air, it was on your show before.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I have.
I mean, you know. So it's not like and it's not like I'm not talking to you.
Right. Exactly. The thing is, for some reason, regardless of whether or not I was making a joke or whether or not I actually believed what it was I was saying, it seems like people are, because of the fact that I'm here on a radio program and I've got a microphone in front of me, that my words have weight all of a sudden and the things that I say are important.
That is the impression that people get from radio shows.
No, I'm just a big, dumb, fat guy. That's all I am. Just here having a good time.
You're being too self-deprecating at this point.
A little bit too self-deprecating.
I think that you're kind of straying from the issue at hand here, and that is your true feelings about Mormonism as a religion.
I don't really have any. I don't have an opinion on it either way. I think that some of the things I know about it are silly, but I think that some of the things that I know about every religion are silly.
So you don't really necessarily think it's any more asinine or silly than the other religions?
No, not really. I mean,
you just use that as an opportunity.
Exactly. Like tonight, you know, I made a joke about Mormons and their pressed white shirts and black ties and coming to people's doors like Moonies trying to recruit. But
don't the Jehovah's Witnesses do that too?
They do, but they don't have a uniform.
I see.
And they don't send around, and they don't send around their 21-year-old kids or 18 or whatever it is.
They do it any age.
Any age.
And they're allowed to drive a car from place to place while they're doing it.
You know, the thing is that Mormons should be happy to be included in the umbrella of Christianity, because then it gives credence to them. Whereas Mormons weren't necessarily considered Christians for most of their history. I mean, most Christians, there's a lot of Christians out there that still wouldn't say it. So to have said that Mormons are the Wiccans of Christianity is still to give them a lot more credence than a lot of Christians give them.
That's true. Maybe they're more the Druids of Christianity.
800-259-9231. Hey, if you're a Mormon and you got something to say, we'll let you say it. Yep. Whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, or if you want to just comment on this whole Mormonish issue. Otherwise, we're going to Australia next with Jeremy calling in. This is your show. He wants to talk about the roads.
We're going worldwide.
It is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Plenty of time for you still to dial in here. We have over an hour remaining in the program.
Oh, God.
It's Ian
and Torgo.
And Manwich.
You're just afraid somebody's going to call in on that Mormon issue, Torgo.
No, not really. I'm not afraid of any Mormons.
All right, good. Well, let's go to the phones, because Jeremy's on the line. Jeremy, in Sydney, Australia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hi, guys. This is Jeremy, the Jeremy West Show. Jeremy?
Oh, well, hello, Jeremy.
You've been featured on my show.
Hey, Jeremy!
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to make some comments on Curtis's call last Friday about roads.
I'd just like to say it's just so unexciting to have someone with a non-Australian accent call in from Australia. But nonetheless, it's good to have you. What about the roads?
He mentioned Curtis on Friday night's program. I was just listening to the podcast. And he mentioned that the Indiana State House just voted to lease the Indiana State Highway.
Oh, yeah.
To a private company. Yeah, and definitely I can tell you from experience here in Sydney that private-public partnerships are a lot worse than even just government-run roads.
Well, you know,
I think it's a crapshoot at best.
He's got to know this from the same with the electrical company, the cable company,
right.
And a lot of places, the water company. You know, these are government-sanctioned monopolies where only one private company, which is going to make all the profit, is going to provide a service, and they're usually going to do it at a mandated rate that the politicians set out. You know, I mean,
and the service is usually functional at best.
Because it has the same issue that with government, is that there's no profit motive. So there's no... There's no way to get any better service out of them or anything like that, because you can't cancel them. You can either stop having
water. They've got a 75-year lease.
And what's happened here in Sydney is the government has made an exclusive contract with this company to build some tunnels that bypass the city. And then, in a hugely corrupt move, a part of the contract, I guess, they have blocked off access to most of the public roads that would normally go in that direction.
Okay.
And they have purposely mistimed the lights in downtown Sydney so that it just takes forever to get through there. And therefore, you have to pay the tolls at the new private company that's, you know, a monopoly.
Wow.
And they can charge whatever rates they want.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we really need true private roads with true competition.
Absolutely. And we certainly appreciate the call. Jeremy, thank you, man. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. But unfortunately, what you end up with is this kind of halfway point where the government's, you know, the government might say, well, okay, we're going to try this privatization of the roads out. We're going to give Manwich Co. 75 years to run this road. And then you, you know, you run it into the ground. You're doing a terrible job. And that gives the government the excuse to come back and say, oh, this privatization stuff just doesn't work. Who thought of this in the first place anyway? We're going back to full government roads. We're never going to try any of this out again. And it makes privatization look bad because government loves to do that sort of thing. They'll take a shot at privatization any chance they can get.
You can't ever put Manwich Co. in charge of anything.
No.
You know that by now.
Not only am I going to be charging the highest rates I possibly can, people are going to get crappy service because I'm not motivated by it, but, you know, I'm going to be trying to work deals with female customers.
Destroying any of their decorations that you don't agree with.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just bad whenever this kind of stuff happens. It's bad for our movement because the press, they paint it as though it's just a horror story. And in some cases, it is. We did that story about the road in Canada. They're jacking people's rates, just doing terrible things to them. And it makes it look like private industry is bad. When, in fact, what it is that's bad is private industry in cahoots with big government. That's the problem. The problem is the power. More coming back. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a